Back when Jesus was walking the dusty roads of Israel, there were many others claiming to be the Messiah sent by God to save Israel. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. The question for the Jews who were desperately waiting for the Messiah promised in the scriptures was, which one to believe, which one to follow? And in many respects, the same is still true today. Jesus had a lot of difficult things to say, unpopular things. In John chapter 6 verse 66, we're told that because of that, many stopped following him. These days, those difficult things, yes, sometimes elicit violent objections to the notion that Jesus is the one. Just ask any atheist, and there are plenty to ask. But that's to be expected. What many of us don't expect is that within God's own family, there are those who've morphed Jesus into a far more acceptable character. As one commentator wrote, even professing Christians sometimes reduce God to much less than he is. For many, Christ has become kind of a pop Jesus who lies back with his headphones on, reading Sports Illustrated. But even that is nothing new, writes Paul to the first century church in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 3 and 4. But I'm afraid that your minds will be led away from your true and pure following of Christ. This could happen just as Eve was tricked by that snake with his clever lies. You seem to be quite patient with anyone who comes to you and tells you about a Jesus that's different from the Jesus we told you about. You seem very willing to accept a spirit or a message that is different from the spirit and the message that you received from us. So, which Jesus do you believe in? Which Jesus are you following? That's God's word fresh for you today. Jesus remains the most powerful person ever to walk the earth. But it was his humility that saved us on the cross. His humility changed the course of human history. And it's that same humility that gives us the power to change the world still today. And that's what our latest life application booklet is all about. It's called The Incredible Power of Your Humility in a Prideful World. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.